kisobozesa bakutuuka leero.
He has made us able to stand to this day.
Okuteekateeka enjiri ey'emirembe.
To prepare the gospel of peace.
Mu bigere byaffe.
Unto our feet.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Si ebigere eby'omubiri.
Not the physical feet.
Wabula eby'omwoyo.
But of the spirit.
Bisobole okulungamya ate eby'omubiri.
That they can.
Bisobole okulungamya eby'omubiri.
That they can lead the one of the.
Tusobola okutambulira mu makubo ga Mukama.
We can walk within the ways of the Lord.
Nga newankubadde ag'okunsa makubo weegali.
And even though the ways of the world are present.
Naye gwe muggwe osigala olaba amakubo ga Mukama ag'okutambuliramu.
You remain seeing the ways of God you move by.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
N'olwekyo twebaza Katonda.
Because of that we thank God.
Atwongedde ekiseera ekirungi.
He's given us a good moment.
Ebiro bibaawo mu nsi muno.
Seasons happen on this world.
Abantu lwebatafuna kigambo ky'amazima.
Where people never get the word of truth.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye ate ffe Mukama atukwatiddwa ekisa.
But we the Lord has had mercies on us.
Okulabika nga twongera ofuna ekigambo kino.
That we continue to get this word.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katusomeko wano mu kigambo eky'amagezi.
Let's read right here in the word of wisdom.
Tugenda kuba tweyongerayo nga tulaba enkwe za Setaani.
We are going to be proceeding on with the schemes of the devil.
Eri Katonda eri ekkanisa.
Unto God and to his church.
Eri katusooke mu kigambo eky'amagezi.
Let us first cover the word of wisdom.
Ng'ab'ebyuma bye bategeka mu Katonda.
As we prepare ourselves.
Tuli mu Ezekiel 34.
Ezekiel 34.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Katusomeko Ezekiel 34.
Let's read Ezekiel 34.
Tandika n'onyolisiro.
From verse 1. Ezekiel esula ya makumi asatu mu nya n'olunyiri olusooka. Awo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, balagulireko abasumba ba Isirayiri, olagule, obagambe, ogambe abasumba nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda, nti zibasanze abasumba ba Isirayiri, abeeriisa bokka. Abasumba tebandiziriisizza ndiga. Mulya masavu ne mwambala ebyoya ne mutta ebya sava naye ne mutaliisa ndiga.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omusumba
pastor shepherd
ye n'alabikanga yeriisa yekka.
And he appears to take care of only himself.
Manyi bagamba nti bagenda mu Bible college eyo.
You say they say they go to Bible college.
Bo ne basoma.
And they study.
Ate ffe no tebatusomesa.
And we they don't teach us.
Kugamba tebatuwa kyakulya.
They don't give us anything to feed on.
Era bayetwalanga bo babeerawo n'okumanya.
And they take this so that they are the ones with only knowledge.
Naye ate era tebabeera na kumanya kutuufu.
But they don't have the right knowledge.
Newankubadde okutegeera okutuufu.
Even the right understanding.
Mukimanyi tugenda kulaba. Omwoyo gw'okutegeera kwa Sitaani okwekifuula
ne. We're going to see the spirit of understanding of the devil which is twisted.
Oguleta ogumu ku contributing ku namba erukankaga muka.
One of which contributes to the number 666.
Naye bano obamala otuule eyo.
But after these ones sit there.
Ne beeriisa bokka.
And they feed themselves.
Ne bagenda mu Bible colleges
ez'enjawulo. And they go to different Bible colleges.
Ne bavaayo ne bafuna zi master.
And they get masters from there.
Ne bafaayo ne bafuna simanyi doctorate.
And they get doctorates from there.
Kugamba nga ba doctor.
And doctors.
Naye simanyi oba balina gwe bafuulayo omulala okuba doctor.
But I don't know whether they are other people they make doctors within scriptures.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kugamba mu by'okumanya beeriisa bokka.
Now with knowledge they feed and take care of themselves alone.
Kubyandika ebitukuvu.
But according to holy scriptures.
Biraga nti bano beekuŋŋaanyiriza nga bayigiriza bye baagala.
It shows that these gather people teaching them what they want as themselves.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bafeeyo.
When they get from there,
bagamba bo bamaze ebiseera nga banoonya
Mukama. And they say they have spent time seeking the Lord.
Era ne batandika okwambala engoye empanvu.
And they begin to put on long garments.
Kugamba ez'ebyoya ennungi.
And they put on good clothing.
N'okulya ebyasava.
Even to eat fatty things.
Naye ng'ate endiga oba ekisibo kya Mukama.
But the flock of the Lord.
Kirekeddwawo nga tekiriisiddwa.
It's been abandoned, not being taken care of.
Tetulya nti twetaaga batufumbire emmere oboolyawo.
We don't need that we need to be cooked food for us.
Naye waliwo emmere ey'ekigambo.
But there is a food of the word.
Okusinda mu Amos 8:11-12.
According to Amos 8 verse 11 to 12.
Tuba n'enjala n'ennyonta.
We have a thirsty and a hunger.
Naye akuulira kigambo kya
Katonda. And so hearing the word of God.
Naye munnanga tulaba kyakulya.
But we don't see anything to eat.
Anti asomayo akajiriri kamu.
They come read one scripture.
Ate n'akanyoola.
And they twist it.
Bw'amaliriza ye n'akuŋŋaanya.
After they gather their own things, and they gather pork there, and they gather offerings for himself, you have to buy petrol for them. They totally leave you when you have not gotten spiritual food. And he doesn't mind anyway whether you have eaten or not the flesh. As long as you have given. Whether the 1,000 you were left with to buy food home. He said, I see the Lord, your hand stretching down in the pocket. It goes in the pocket to get out a thought. Isaac, you've been having your giving him out. Now it's a very big case. When pastors take care of themselves alone, and they become learned, I hear, like they speak. Yet they have not learned. And they never make God's people disciples. From Matthew 28:18 to down, it tells to make all nations disciples.
Now,
if you claim you learned alone, you've not learned then. Or you have nothing like any importance. Praise Jesus. For you have to make many others. But this is the generation.
When
we found there are no people made disciples,
and
there are no faithful people whom what have been committed to spread them afar. But everyone getting out, you have to get out and invent your own gospel. You have to invent. You have to search out to be revealed of your own gospel. But in the way of God,
he says,
commit them to faithful people who spread them far. That
you
will be in the same gospel, into one faith, into one hope, and our Lord is one. That is why we make people disciples. And to commit to them words that they may spread them far. That perhaps, when we believed Christ in the entire world, what people those days have is the same we are having, and the ones the other
is.
And we all gather in Jerusalem City when we are one person. And we have fulfilled the Amos 3:3. And we've agreed and then we've passed together.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the problem today is that verse you've looked on, the verse 1 in Ezekiel 34, it shows that these ones have taken care of themselves alone, and in doing this they are teaching what they want as them, not as the intention of God. For if they are things of God real, you cannot retain them and don't give them to others. You feel you want to spread it that many may understand. You feel a desire to release the words. For when you've eaten God's word, you've eaten a sweet book within you. But when it reaches your stomach, it becomes sour. It wants to get out that you give it to others. The word of God, it cannot comfortably accept remain in your stomach and it's not spread. Except when you're sharing it, we feel the peace. If it is within you, it begins to get sour. Where does the sourness come from? It can block and bind you, and you never even get anything to eat. And you pass situations which are not easy. And you discover the sourness of the word. Many of us face this problem. And you learn words, you never release them. And you find yourself getting problems over that. Get problems of getting provisions, of eating and drinking, and you are attacked by sicknesses. By the word, now it's become a consuming fire within you. It's begun to get sour within you. What I'm trying to tell you, you can even regret knowing the truth. The truth is tormenting and making me suffer. But the way it becomes a sour book, Revelation 10, that is that book, it's going to be sweet when you eat it. When you hear the one, you feel it is nice and sweet.
naye bwekimala otuukayo kikugamba kati njafuluma
abwerueyalingaako
n'abalala kubanga yagamba mu kubikulibwa
3:20
ali ku mitima
akonkonaoyo
ekigambo
tukulirawo
n'ayingira
okukola
dina naye tulyako naye nga tusiyalinga
n'abalalaoba
oyagala n'abalala bamanye
bategeere
okuba nti okuyigiriza kuli bali babeera bayigiriza bye baagalako tewabaawo kigambo kigamba nti agenda kubaleetera namwe
mutegeeregwebuuza
abaweereza balinga abangi mu
nsinaye
okutegeera
kwenkana
abantu bategedde
kwenkana
kirabi bulabi
ate
bakuŋŋaana buli
lunaknaye
nga tebatuukira
ddalayesu yebaze
tulina okulabika nga twegendereza
ka
tweyongereyo
tuli mu Ezekyeri essuula ya 34 n'olunyiriri lwakusatu mulya masavu ne mwambala ebyoya ne mutta ebyasava naye temuliisa ndiga naye ne mutaliisa ndiga eteyinza temugissaamu maanyi
omamwetesobulanga yeetaaga
kuyamba
era mukama kyava ayogera mu
malakaiolwomukagapakolwekmnti
bino ebimu ebikumi bireetebwe
okulamu ekyokuwayinza
okulabikawo eteeyinza mubuliwo egambanga yeetaaga oba
kapito
oba yeetaaga okuyambako alwaziza tasobola kujjanjaba waliwo obunafu
bwafunye
nga yeetaaga okugiyamba naye nayo balikandekaawo kati mwe mumanyi
kituuka
ekiseera nga bayambako byakweraga
naye bonna
eri munda mu kibiina
ng'abakaabamwebali bangiaye
bano bebakwata ku tivi
okubalagabakulaga
bayamba era oyinza okulaba ali ekisa
kyamaanyioyagala
okumanya ekifaayo
ekyaddalanoka
ove ku tivi ogende mu kifo ekyo kyennyini
olabe ekiojja
kulaba abatayambibwako
ddala
tulimu Ezekyeri essuula ya 34 n'olunyiriri lwakuna eteeyinza temugissangamu maanyi so temuwonyanga erwadde so temusibanga emenyese so temukomyangawo egobeddwa so temunoonyanga ebuze naye mwazifuganga n'amaanyi
amaanyi amawaggali gabeera
wali
sajja ajja katuuti mulino ava eri ng'atambula red carpet
nga
mukuba engalo atakubye bannange gwe simanyi mbeera gy'obaoli n'ekikolimo kiba kinaatera
okukukwata
wegamba amawaggali gabeera wali
bwemumulabanga
olina okulaba nga omutikkudde mangu egundi gundi
bayibuliabeera
amawaggali olina okulaba engatto oba enyirira
ate bansonga
akati wabaawo awo abalinzi obulinzi otugatto
tukubakubakaegamba
ekooti yokka ebeera
the jacket alone is its own style.
Bamara obukooti omulembe guno.
Put on coats in this generation.
Bafitize bonna amawaggali gali kuli
bana. Fitted.
Tugamba bafuze. Amawaggali ne gabeera mangi nnyo.
The harshness has been much.
Era we mulaba.
And when you see him.
Mutuuka n'okugamba osaanidde daddy.
You begin to say you are worthy father.
kuba kati ebiriwo mpulira bagamba simanyi yeebazibwe bulaza gundi kwegamba
Now the harshness is right there. Praise him, the God of so and so. When do you ever thank your God? The harshness and brutality is right there. And let me tell you the things you see. Most of these people are not serving God. For if it's your father, another does things you're not worthy within him, what do you feel in his name? Another comes to sell rings.
And he said,
in the name of Jesus.
And you know, Jesus doesn't
work on that. How do you feel? It was your father and you feel you love him.
Another sells trees.
And you remain quiet. And he said, this tree is blessed. If it's you feeling you love God and
still
God, and you know him well, and if these are
done with you,
can you keep quiet? But ask, why are all these men quiet? Do they love God? Are they not all robbers?
Are they
within the name of the sheep covering themselves with that, yet inside their wolves? For another sells rice that is holy, 50,000
sheep,
and they bring watermelon. These ones give a blessing, and you remain quiet. In the village, when they ever on your father, what is not right, you used to fight for that. I used to fight if they spoke of my father. How do you dare stick what is not on
him?
He fed what was upon him and wanted to block it. But you, they come the name of Jesus, who you claim is your Lord. And all of you remain seated, your pastors. And it's not once. Many arise like that.
He's
read that Solomon married many women. And he went to heaven.
And
he has many wives and is a pastor.
No one
is quiet, they are pastors. They all grow together. Remember I said, if you get a rotten tomato, put it in the red ones, they all get rotten. To grow together, it is like this. We are in the world.
When
they are born again and they were not. That's why God said,
meet them
all to grow together. But we don't grow the same in the church together. That scripture that speaks of church, that we shall all be mixed up in the church. It speaks when we are in the world, that we are existing in the world. We are wheat, corn, in this world. But the others, they are thorns. People are not yet born again. And he says, leave them to grow together. For the Lord can destroy whoever fails to get born again. But on the harvest to separate us, they want to go to hell and not in Jerusalem. This one left it working in the church. Let us all be together. Let's grow together.
Ennyanya envundu ogiteeka munnamu ezifunza zonna kiri ku ki?
And the scripture saying a rotten tomato can destroy the right ones. What is it on?
Yere ekigamba nti ebifaananyi okubigatta mu yeekaalu ya Mukama kigasikyogera.
And the one saying that putting idols in the church of the Lord, what does it mean?
Ekigamba,
which says,
tosobola kuweereza mmeza za bakungu babiri.
You cannot serve two masters' tables.
Eya Satani,
the one of the devil and the one of God.
Wonna n'otulayo n'olyayo
kiri kitya ate. Both tables and you eat on them.
Yeah,
I think these are other people.
We are in
Matthew 24. The false prophets are many. Even the false Christs are read alive. All of them are fighting Christ. How dare you sit when you love Christ? You cannot sit. And you cannot feel peace at all.
Ezekiel 34
verse 5.
Nezasaasaana olw'obutabaawo musumba, ne ziba kyakulya eri ensolo ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko ne zisaasaana. Endiga zange zaabulubuutira ku nsozi zonna ne ku buli kasozi akawanvu. Weewaawo endiga zange zaasaasaanira ku maaso g'ensi yonna, so tewali eyazinoonya newankubadde okuzibuuliriza. Kale mmwe abasumba, muwulire ekigambo kya Mukama. Nga bwe ndi omulamu, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda, mazima kubanga endiga zange zaafuuka muyiggo era endiga zange zaafuuka kyakulya eri ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko olw'obutabaawo musumba.
Nti omusumba wo yabula
buli
asanganya
kabunyazi.
Bano be mulaba mukimanyi ddiini
enokimanyi
buno bulokozi bugolokwakanga
newaliendiga
za Mukama bwezi
bwesaasaanyebuli
omu nze siraba gwakuŋŋanyiza mu kibuga Yerusaalemu ekyomugulu
buli omu ajja n'engeri yeŋŋa
oli bamutuma n'ekigambo
ekijjayasabe
n'abantu
ati
onaabaako baatwala oyo n'atwala
baatu
akati waliwo owembwa ensaamu mu musaamu.
Now there is the one another.
Oyo naye n'atwalako.
He took another.
Omulala n'aleeta P5.
Another brought P5.
Oyo naye n'atwala.
He took 50 people.
Buli omu kwe gamba atwala
just day. Everyone is taking whatever they take.
Endiga za Mukama kwe gaziri awo.
The sheep of the Lord are
just tewali musumba.
Wondering, no shepherd to help them.
Kubanga omusumba omutuufu.
For the right shepherd.
Ayina okusumba ng'asumbiramu ne Kristo.
He has to do it with Christ.
Ng'akuŋŋaanya mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
And they are gathering in Jerusalem of heaven.
Naye olw'ekyo.
But because of that.
Twetaaga Mukama atuweereze ku basumba bannaffe.
Sent for us shepherds.
Era guno mulondi bobosa.
In this time when you're praying.
Mukama alete kubasumba abatuufu.
For God to send the right shepherds.
We
may think pastors are there, but they're not there.
Tewali basumba.
There are no pastors.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Abaliwo bambadde mali bagandi.
The ones available, they're not.
Befudde abaweereza ba Kristo naye
basibe. Made themselves servants of Christ if they are not.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kale tusaba Katonda.
Now we pray the Lord.
Kigambo ky'amagezi.
The word of wisdom.
Kifuleme okwesiga abantu bano abaliwo.
Not trust these people who are around.
Wabula tusabe Katonda atuweereze abasumba.
Pray God to send us shepherds.
Abanaalisa endigano nga balina n'okutegeera.
Feed his sheep with knowledge.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga asuubiza aliweereza abasumba abatukuliisa n'okumanya n'okutegeera.
He sent pastors and shepherds to teach us knowledge and understanding.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ka tweyongereyo.
Ekigambo
ky'amagezi kikomyawo.
The word of wisdom has ended there.
Tweyongereyo ddala mu magezi.
Let's proceed on deeper in wisdom.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus. As we see the schemes of the devil unto God and to his church.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus.
We are
still seeing the number 666.
The
number of the devil.
Lucifer.
Lucifer. He was an anointed cherubim. And he fell.
Stand.
And that's why now he's called the devil, the deceiver of the entire world.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much. We discovered it
according to Ezekiel
28 from verse 11. We discovered it from Ezekiel 28 from verses 11 that he was an anointed cherubim.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But he fell. According to Ezekiel 10,
we
discover that his cherubim were three, but he fell. It was holding the number three.
But because of
sin and righteousness initially, when he fell, the Spirit of the Lord was branched off him. And he remained with the cisterns.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kugamba,
it is to say,
according
to the lampstand, the Spirit of the Lord is the one in the
middle.
Anytime he moves up and gets filled,
you
begin to get wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of God. But if he's taken away,
osigaza kye twandiise
You remain with a cistern which is stagnant. It never flows.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is why we discovered on this devil
the
triple six where it comes from.
Because
of the six spirits you remain with,
and
they were cast,
and
they are full of a
curse.
Flow within him.
And
when he's giving of you,
you
pass through different sacrifices
and
much pain. That's why we've been studying of the works of the Spirit of the devil. And we saw the pains within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we last saw explain the spirit of wisdom of the devil which is twisted. We have reached the spirit of the fear of the devil, the sixth spirit.
And
then we shall join where the other two come from.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we are heading to see the spirit of understanding of the devil.
And
it is twisted.
It
is to subtract and to add within the words of God. Even when you're studying in the world, you study when God created the things and you begin to argue about it. And you begin to see that human beings came from the animals. Yet you study of a human being God created.
You
find yourselves in our studying in this world. Books which have been printed. Let's say you studied biology. And you study of plants and animals. But
you
have added within what is not real. And you've studied of a human being. And they tell you after he came from an ape. And they have added in. Remember the spirit of understanding of God. You have to look into scriptures. And you've not added within them. Praise Jesus. Many are studied in this world. What we study of, we study of what God created. Praise Jesus. Even it's moving of people like Israel. It's not us who began the history. Praise Jesus. For the right history begins, we are molded on earth. Our body we take it in the garden. We see they have chased us from there.
We are
fighting to see how we get back there. But history proceeds on. And say before you are brought on earth, we came from somewhere. And we need to get back where we came from. Now the right history is within the Bible. But the history we study, it shows. Connect for us in their own understanding. And they say the Baganda, now they came from Congo. Now in Congo, they came from this clan. All that is wrong history. We never came from there. And it is twisted. And it's full of a curse. But people call it understanding in the world. And they see that he understands so much.
But
all he has like understanding is not understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Ezekiel, Ezekiel 28, verse
1,
it speaks of the devil. Let's go and read of him.
Ezekiel 28
from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nate nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, gamba omulangira w'ettuulo nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa n'oyogera nti nze Katonda. Ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja.
Ye Katonda atenga si Katonda.
He claims he's God yet he's not God.
Okusinda ku Isaiah 14.
According to Isaiah 14. Verse 9 to 25.
Oyefura Katonda.
He who made himself God.
Ogera ku Satan.
We speak of the devil.
Nenga atenga si Katonda.
Yet he's not God.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ye gamba atatula mkuntebe ya Katonda bakati munyanja.
And he says he sits on the throne of God in the midst of the sea.
Murundi guno.
This time.
Tayogedde ku nyanja ene ya
He's not spoken of the sea, Bermuda Triangle, in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He
speaks
of the sea, Revelation 17:5. The many waters you saw that God rested on, they are the nations, clans, and languages.
But he
claims he's ruling over nations, clans, and languages. Remember, God says, my spirit has to rather be in these people.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
you don't know that the temples of God is spirit. Even Jesus says, he's on our hearts knocking to enter within us. Now the devil says, me, all people, I am the one within them. I sit on the throne and see the midst of this. And God says, still, he wants to sit in our hearts. We read this in Revelation
3:20.
And Jesus is on our hearts, knocking to enter.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We always give him the first place within us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
according to Colossians, 1
Colossians
3:16-17, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. In
1
Colossians
6:18-19.
We must be temples of the Spirit of the Lord. But here he began to speak that all the people I captured them, but you're going to understand that truly
all
people have not gotten back the word of God.
We
understood how we took away the wisdom of God from them and gave them wisdom which is twisted. Now we are heading to see how he gives them understanding which is twisted. All this he moves on doing is sealing the people. The number 666.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now this, let's move on
right
here.
Ezekiel 28:2. Ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nyanja. Era naye oli muntu buntu so si Katonda. Newankubadde nga wasimba omutima gwo ng'omutima gwa Katonda. Laba olina amagezi okusinga Danieli. Tewali kyama kye bayinza okukweka. Weefunira obugagga olw'amagezi go n'okutegeera kwo. N'ofuna ezaabu ne ffeeza mu by'obugagga byo.
Yes, he was right. Batugambye ddala alina amagezi okusinga Danieli.
He was wiser than Daniel.
Era
why do they speak this word?
Ezekiel
existed at the same time with Daniel.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And where the message was coming, in those days the Daniels were the wise
yes,
ones. Praise Jesus. He had the spirit of the Lord within him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember the message of Daniel, of the spirit upon him. It could not reach the measure of Lucifer. When was still a cherubim, he was wise in those days and he had understanding and he gathered many things after twisting that wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now understanding which is right, the spirit of understanding of the Lord is command by command, scripture by scripture, here little and there a little. And the problem which came when the talk of the word of God, everything moving on to be called understanding is not understanding. Let's get back brief. In Isaiah 28:9, and you hear what God calls understanding. And you see what is called understanding in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Isaiah 28:9. Ani gwaliyigiriza okumanya era ani gwalitegeeza ebibuulirwa ababaleseeyo okuyonka era abavudde ku mabeere
nti okutegeeza ebibuulirwa
known of what is preached. It's the gospel we're moving on to hear. And who will he make to understand? And he tells you down here.
Isaiah 28:10.
When is going to teach us how to understand. It is command by command. At least two commands, three or four commands, and above. But they are within the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
now, everything else you bring as a command in the world, and you take it as understanding, it is never understanding. But the understanding which is twisted, which is full of a curse, which follows the number 666.
Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono, awo katono.
Yes, you have a kiba kigenda kuba lunyiriri ku
lunyiriri. It's going to be scripture by scripture.
Enyiriri wetaaga enyiriri bbiri.
Two scriptures.
Satu no, nya no kudda wagu.
Three, four and above.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Here you are entering understanding and you are in scriptures. But let's ask a question before we proceed on so much. According to history, which concerns all nations, is there any right history?
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to the history of God, let me sample you a little. Perhaps you understood it well. According to God's history,
he
spoke in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1:4 and 5. Let's begin. I want to sample you of the history of the Spirit.
And
you see the history in the world, whether it connects.
And you
get to see that understanding how it is. We are going to handle it little by little. But
we're
going to be very careful here. It's going to surprise you that that wrong history, which is the wrong understanding of the devil, even in the church, it's accepted. And you may fight for where you're going to be buried. Jeremiah 1 verse from verse 4.
Awo kigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nti bwe nali nga sinakubumba mu lubuto nakumanya era nga tonnava mu lubuto nakutukuza nkutaddewo kuba nabbi eri amawanga.
Before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you.
History was from too far.
Our right history is there.
He knew
us from where. We are to search out what concerns us.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But he spoke in Psalms 19. And the Holy Spirit said that, friend, the truth is this. That man knew because you were where he is now. History begins to be explained. Listen clearly. And you connect with the history on earth. There is a book you have ever read.
Human history.
Human history. Concerning a human being. Where did he come from? Which biology they can claim he came from an animal? Now what I'm going to say is this. We are going to first get an understanding of the devil in the world. And we see how we washed it and entered it into the church. And properly aligned a little. Where you are every day learning but don't reach into understanding. There is nothing right you get to know.
Zaburi eyachenda n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Psalms 90 from verse 1.
Mukama, gwe oli kifo kyaffe eky'okutuulamu mu mirembe gyonna. Ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu.
The
history begins to show us in the understanding of God
that we were
where he is now, even before the world was, before he molded the earth and its fullness. But we want to search out, how did we get on this earth,
and
our journey, how is it standing? I'm trying to share history
that
when you get
the
understanding of the devil,
it brings
things which are twisted.
You
study history when you came from Congo.
Others
from South Africa.
But
people believe them and they think they understand.
Muganda,
Don't
repeat
studying. You study.
Let's
fellowship and know how you'll fight these issues. But the truth is, you don't deceive yourself. That is deception. The number two person is the one doing this. You get out of the world full of things which are not real. According to Ephesians, Ephesians 1:3, I want to show you history. Why have we gone there? The spirit of understanding of the devil, it is full of a curse. It is the number 666 itself. For the things they give us, they connect them. They get a little here and there and there. A little. And he said, now, when you were in Congo and you passed the river Nile, and you crossed here, and it is connecting but wrong. Ephesians 1 from verse
3. Yebazibwe Katonda Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo eyatuwa buli mukisa gwonna ogw'omwoyo mu bifo eby'omuggulu mu Kristo nga bwe yatulondera mu ye ng'ensi tennaba kutondebwa
nti ng'ensi era kutondebwa
before the world were created
yatulondera teri mu ye
chose us within him
okusa Kristo lwa Katonda
according to the history of God
tugambye omwoyo gw'okutegeka lwa Katonda omutuufu
spirit of understanding of God
kudda mu kigambo kya
we have to get back to the word of God
tubere magezi ga
Katonda then we shall be the wisdom of God by the wisdom of the world
yakugambye kukuba bitabo
he told it's printing of books and the pens of the writer deceive us when we
came
from see the spirit of wisdom of the devil which is twisted. And when we are in understanding, we see you can't understand when you are not in the word of God and when you not connect the scriptures. You are not understanding. This is not abusing friends. And I want to make all nations aware in the world that you think this message
has
come to fight what you study. But it's there to show you that those things are connected but they are not right.
It
does not show where we came from the right place. It's not real understanding. They are words of deceiving us. Praise Jesus. Unto me who love God and they who fight him. Truth is this. At the end of it all those things will pass away. But the word of God, it will never pass away. It will remain showing the right things.
Amen.
For after you leave the earth, you go back in history within it of the world. You go back to Congo where they told you come from. You go back to South Africa where they told you came from. It's deception. Let it come out clear that we understand it. The understanding of the devil which is twisted is what has caused these things to be like this. To confuse people in the world. To find them see they don't get back to heaven. We've gone to Timothy. First Timothy 6 from verse 7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujjamu
kintu.
According to God's history, it says in our coming, we came from somewhere. And in coming here, we brought nothing here. And according to 1 Peter, chapter
1,
it shows we are strangers here. We have to get back home in heaven. Praise Jesus. Philippians 3:20 says this.
Absolutely.
Let's read there.
Philippians 3:20.
Kubanga fe waffe muguru era jetulindira omulokozi okuvaayo. That our citizenship in heaven where we came from. Now history shows us when you follow the history of this world. Who studied it? Who studied history? They who heard of it. Is there anyone who has never heard when they told you came from a year?
Come. tutambulire mu ngo
muganda. And tell you that walk like a Muganda. And you begin to walk.
Tuva kasozi
ke. We come from the mountain of this place. On the out of this place.
Ngo kwasaganya.
And you connect.
Ninga bifubyo
na. But all is wrong.
Here, a little.
Who knows how to walk? To tell us those things, how they flow. You know how to walk like a Muganda. I show you deception of connection of the devil. And it's all the world is like that. Full of deceptions. And you see that you came from there.
No kakasa.
And you prove it.
And you can
fight for that blood. You even kill someone there. How can
he
familiarize you came from a certain place?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But when we get back, Isaiah 28, verse 13, this is we are going to capture the devil.
And
he already began long time. His skins and his number
3 months.
He's not going to put it upon us.
Isaiah 28, verse 13. Ekigambo kya Mukama kikiriba kibeera gye bali ekiragiro ku kiragiro.
Kakati mu mwoyo w'okutegeera kwa
Katonda
okutuufu.
Ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono, awo katono. Bagende bagwe bugazi. Bamenyeke. Bategebwe
bakwatibwe.
We have to capture every scheme of the devil. On the spirit of understanding of the devil, which is twisted. He is full of a curse.
Seeing
people with 666. He does it in this world. Using his six spirits, which are twisted.
Now
you may not know it.
And
this world shows no one understands those things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why the Master said in Romans 3, from verse 10.
Lugamba. Ngabo kyawandikibwa nti tewali mutuukirivu n'omu, tewali ategeera.
Tewali akolaki?
No one understands. Now God doesn't abuse. What we call understanding? It's not understanding. And he says none of them understands. But where does he get that none of them understands? Listen properly. Romans 3:11.
Tewali ategeera, tewali anonya Katonda.
As
long as you dare seek for other things, and you don't seek God, you don't understand. No matter how much you search out, all that. None of them understands, for no one seeks the Lord. And the things of truth to understand them, they are in seeking God and in loving to understand what concerns Him. For He is the beginning and the end of everything. And if He shows you where you going to seek Him from, He doesn't tell you go in the books of the world to seek Me. According to Isaiah 34:16, he shows us where we are going to seek Him from. I tell you, no matter how people go up in the space and they search out for the stars and they search out for the planets and those things, all that,
and they've
gotten back in the book of the Lord, they cannot know the truth, and they get out with understanding which is twisted. Isaiah 34:16.
Munoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kw'ebyo na kimu. Tewalibula tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo kubanga akamwa kange ke kalagidde
nti akamwa kalagira
that is mouth commanded
n'omwoyo gwe gwe gubikuŋŋaanyizza
kati okutegeera okutuufu
now the right understanding
twandikome mu kitabo kya
Mukama would have come back in the book of Mukama
omwoyo yakuŋŋaanya ebyandibadde bitukwatako
put gather whatever concerned us
kakube ne kuba kugamba nti njagala kumanya ku muntu
let me tell you this to say I want to know of a human being
omuntu yaani
who is a human being
kiki ebimukwatako
what concerns him
fujo kugamba nti yava mu
kisolo instead of saying he came from a
dayo mu lubiribiri batugamba
Go in Genesis, they take the right understanding. Let's read brief of a human being. When we bathe through the Bible, something is going to happen in this world. Praise Jesus. The world has to be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory. And it's going to make the wisdom of the world foolishness. Let me tell you this Bible. There is all the biology and you've not added within it.
Amen.
You can
even reach you can even reach the spirit of a human being where it is. Yet in the biology of the world, who has ever accessed where the human spirit is? And who knows where the spirit sits?
But
the Bible explains even where the spirit sits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the problem we got, we went on to things God created. And we got a human being. And we search out for him. And you can't operate him. You search out to get away, you're going to treat him. Yes, it's right. And it's required of us. For God sends those gifts. But those same gifts is what the devil captures. And they get the things of God and they add within them.
And
yes, we've seen all of the human being. But it came from an ape. And they connect proper with those doctors who are false, whom the devil captured already. Let's go brief and see this biology.
We
have begun from the world and we see what this spirit does in the world. The spirit of understanding of the devil
reaches
Proverbs 3:6. He does it even in the world. You get out when you're full of deception. And you understood totally deception. They can show that the first one was in an appearance of an ape, and the next one was getting better, and the tail was cut off, and he began to stand. Yet he has that curvish. The third generation began to stand proper. Listen. Genesis
1:26. Katonda n'ayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe. Bafugenge ebyomunyanja n'ebibuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli kyewalula ku nsi.
Akati Katonda nabera mu kizike. Kuba Katonda aba yatonda omuntu mu ngeri ye. Ate ne bagamba yava mu zike. Awo kiba kyewuunyisa. Tuvuddeko ku mukutu kiki. Yesu yeewazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ndowooza owulira bulungi
kye ngeza ku kukuba. You read biology and you finish it. But at the end of it, they have to see that man came from
an
ape. They are contending with God and His understanding. And they say, he began from an ape. What they try to show you, God is an ape. But who does this? The devil himself. And you are in the world and you capture that man came from an ape. And he said, you touch yourself at your back. Where you have a tail. Perhaps there must have been a tail behind here.
Ha ha ha.
That's why the Bible says
that
we have to contend against whatever fights the knowledge of God.
But the same
connections that are getting
more
false, but you see you're getting
wise.
A certificate you pass for, they all bow to you. You studied so much and you got mad. And you see someone came, a human being came from an ape. Now ask yourself, a person getting out in the world understands. When they reach God, how they explain to him?
Church,
not done what is worthy for us.
And
we've not lightened light to this world. Even though the Master Jesus, in Matthew 5,
he
said,
you're
the light of the world. According to Matthew 5,
from
verse 14 unto 16,
he
said, you're the light of the world. You lightened to this world that they might understand. Now we, church, rather got the ones of the world are reborn in the church. The understanding of the devil will come to the church. We ended up studying theology. And we've mixed the
Bible,
and the things of the world. When God speaks of a human being, he's not saying he came from the ape. Verse 2, Genesis 1. Genesis 2, from verse
6 and 7. Okuva mu nsi ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna. Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi n'amufuwa mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu. Omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu.
Nti ebyasookera ddala.
What was initial?
Katonda atonda omuntu ye mwennyini.
Molded and made man himself.
Era mu kifaananyi kye.
Just as in his image.
Ne yatandika ng'ava mu ziggi.
He didn't begin from an ape.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'amala qualities of next omuntu.
All the qualities of a human being.
N'azigatta mu jeri omukazi n'eri omusajja.
And put it in an egg of a man or a woman.
N'agamba nze nsigadde kuleeta nga mwoyo gw'omuntu.
He said that my role is to bring the spirit of this person.
Naye ebitundu byonna eby'omubiri.
All the body parts.
Mbitadde mu jeri omukazi n'eri omusajja.
I have put them in an egg of the man and the woman.
Bwe binasisinkana.
When they will meet.
Nze n'entandika obumba kitundu kimu ku kimu.
I will begin to mold one part by one.
Era ky'ovula baatugamba.
That is why he tells us.
Muzaburi chikumi asatu mwenda.
In Psalms 139,
ayogera bwati.
He speaks like this.
Jagadde kuwa kwecho na peche bayito okutegeera.
I wanted to give you to see
kwa sitani.
The spirit of understanding of the devil.
Bintu jebabitwalamu.
How they take things in it.
Eranga okulira omu.
And you grow within it, and you get old within it. And you can't be pleased with the word of the God. You find yourself mixing the two. You are within claiming God created man. But you say that they came from an ape after. And you're having the two. They are all corruptible now.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
We
have subtracted and added within them. Psalms 139 from verse
16.
That he saw the body before it was formed. He saw it coming from the ape. Our body, even though scientists study it, but when they study, God wrote it already in his book. Now, I don't know. Rest of what they join on where they get it.
Separate
with the spirit of the devil of understanding which is twisted, which is full of a curse, which follows the number 666.
Zaburi ya 139
verse 16.
Ne mu kitabo kyo ebitundu byange byonna ne biwandiikibwa.
Nakati we yali awandiika.
Now when he was writing,
n'awandiika kati ya amezo mukira.
He wrote, now man has grown a tail.
Mulaba huyu ava muzika.
I see him getting from an ape becoming a human being.
Tuli mu Ssabbuli ya 139 n'olunyiriri lwa
19.
Ebyabumbibwa nga buli lunaku buli lunaku bwe byali nga tebinnabaawo n'ekimu.
Nga tebinnakubaawo n'ekimukatonda asooka n'alengi ng'omuntu
bw'anaabeera era
mu pulaani ya
Katonda
bodda mu lubiriberi essula eryesooka okuva ku
11
watandikira okugamba
nti
wabeewo obutonde
let there be creation.
Buli butonde yabuwa engeri yaabwo
teyagamba
nti ate omuntu aliba muzike
n'alyoka
afuukira ddala
omuntu
yagamba ebyennyanja bive mu nnyanja mu ngeri
yaabyo
n'ebyewalula
ebinyonyi
nabyo mu ngeri
yaabyo
ebimera mu ngeri
yaabyo
ebiwuka
bwe
yatuuka ku muntu
n'agamba
kukola omuntu
mufaananyi
ne mu ngeri
yaffe
abofuna
okutegeeomuntu
se bwe yatandika
ayinayeyasookera
ate
munsi
okimanyi tukula nabyo.
Do you know we grow with these things?
Okula obimanyi.
You grow knowing this.
Era okutuuka ng'olokosa okisangulire ddala
bwotwe
kitwalira ddala okwewaayo okunoonyereza
okumanya.
Atuli mu Ssabbuli ya 139 n'olunyiriri lwa 17. Era n'ebirowoozo byo nga bya muwendo mungi gye ndi ayi Katonda.
Katugende mu Yobu 10.
Let's go to Job 10.
Yobu essula y'ekumi olunyiriri
luli ku lwamunaana.
Yobu essula y'ekumi olunyiriri lwamunaana.
Job 10 from verse 8.
Emikono gyo gye gyammumba gye gyankola.
Emikono gya Katonda
gye
gitubumba mu lubuto eyo
gitubeere
kakati engeri gy'owafuukamu ezzike
nangeoba
gye wava mu zzike
tuli mu Yobu essula ya 10 olunyiriri lwa 8. Emikono gyo gye gyammumba gye gyankola wamu eruuyi n'eruuyi nayo nzikiriza. Nkwegayiridde jjukira nga wammumba ng'ettaka era olinziza nate mu nfuufu tonzitulude ng'amata.
Nti mu ntandikwa bwe tuba tubaawo omubiri gwaffe nga gugenda
otuwa
tusooka kutuulwa nga mata era singa wali olabye ku jjiri omukazi
mubeera
n'ejji
ery'omusajja
tubanga mata kati muno
we
muli bannassansi bagamba
busimanyi
X chromosomes
and the Y
busimanyi ogatta Y ne Z
n'ofuna omukazi
ebintu ntuwa ebityo
things like that
naye ebibagatta biri
kwalita
ezo ziri mu mata
ganagatulukuka qualities are in the milk which is poured
ejiri omukazi n'eri omusajja
the egg of a man and a woman
babisangamu ebiri
they find them within it
Katonda yabiteekamu
God put them in there
kati n'addeeri n'akufaako alabe nga buli kimu kivaayo bulungi
ekitundu kyo every part coming out clear
kankubuulire bwe tunaatuuka wali mu lugendo lw'eggulu
bwe
tunaatuuka okusoma eggulu
eryokubiriomuli
ebiramu ebina
emyomu
egiva
yasoma
omuntu yennyini nga bw'abeera na buli kitonde
the human being how he is
n'omwoyo gwe baguteekawo
even his spirit where it is put
mufe
in us
yesu
yebazibu
kubanga ne wano bagamba nti bakubye kalifo
omwozirisi
oba tutufudde baali bakugyewo badisconnecting omwoyo ku
mubiri
n'obagwa kubanga ebitundu ebituufu eby'omubiri
for the right parts of the body
biri ku mwoyo
they are on the spirit
amaaso
the eyes
ennyindo
the nose
bigere emikono biki
byonna
bibeera eri ku mwoyo
they are in the spirit
era bw'ogolokoka oconnectinga
when you awake you connect yourself with your body as you awake and you connect yourself
kati bano bakuba kalifu omwoyo ne guba nga tegusobola kukwatagana na mubiri
inject you with chloroform and your spirit cannot connect to the body you can even be there looking
bakusaze
yet they have cut the entire stomach and you're not feeling anything Now we shall discover how everything is. I want to show you
that
the spirit of understanding of the devil, which is twisted, most of the things were twisted. And what we think and understand, it is not right understanding. But if it's right, they have subtracted and added within it. That's what I'm trying to bring it to you, that you understand totally. We shall see the way it even enters church.
And
things remain as if they are of God.
But
everything you learn, you don't reach into
truth. Nothing
is that now I understood hell is here. You are on stories charting. And that's doing his works of selling people with the number
666.
Job 10 verse 10.
Tons to do nga amata. Nonkwa sanga amata amakalu.
It pauses and it begins to make it become hard to get out bones, to get out the flesh, and to get out the skin, and to get out the intestines, and
we are just like
it begins to make us get harder. Have you ever seen a child who is miscarried? Have you checked them and you saw a bone within them? Now that authority, the devil tries to hide from the world.
Even
church failed to reveal the authority doing all this. But where it is reached now, God is no more bearing anymore. For he said, everything which has been hidden has to be revealed.
He
showed new words which have been hidden, and he creates them right now.
Job 10 verse 11.
Wanyambaza
ediba no mobili. Wangata wamu na magumba nebinywa.
That the way he joins you together,
amagumba,
that the bones omubili, and the flesh, the body, we are a spirit. Now to join us together,
he
puts within you the bones and the
spirits.
And the spirit says, I want to do this. And he joins you together.
But
on the spirit is where powers come from.
All
the keeping the body alive.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
to say that join me together as a spirit.
To
show that the power joining you are on the spirit. Wait when you carry a child when they are sleeping. They are all like that, and they are not joined together. The one who has died, you can bend them as you want. For a dead body never shouts and makes. Even the pain is not on his body. Pain goes onto the spirit. Who has ever beaten a dead corpse and it cries? Now the secret's there. The devil, through the spirit of understanding, which is foolishness, his path through to pervert the world. And they explain this to you when you've been born. When you ask where you came from, they say you came from an
biology.
When they pass through biology, when they pass history, they tell you, your first forefathers, I tell you, you look like your 40th first forefather who died. That is how you look. You came from him. He rose from through you.
I want
to get the Bible. Ecclesiastes 1 says that what was is what comes back. The way you look, the body given you, someone has ever had it just like you are. And
it
says, no one has come back. But
they have
given you an image like his, what he had. Now, understanding of foolishness, they say, your 14th forefather is the one you look like.
He's
the one who came and cropped
for
you. Yet he is in hell being beaten down there. That's the decision, how it moves. But as we get back briefly, in Romans 3, from verse 10,
Abaruni esula ya kusatu noli njiriri wa kumi lugama wewiti ngabu chia wandiki wanti tewali mutuki li vunomu tewali ategira tewali anonya katonda bonna bachama bafuka bata sana wamu.
Nchibonana atugata wamu.
All of us are joined together. No understanding was in us.
Erastani kuyadi atani kukutuli.
When the devil began to deceive us.
Mutubelebele sule
yokusa. In Genesis 3.
Mutuka inafuka anga katona.
That we're going to become like God.
Natutegero vuro jinobi.
Understand good from evil.
Tuasiri waramu siri wazi.
We'd rather got foolish out of it.
Evindu wena atani kira wakubinyo.
All things he began to twist to them.
Erakatona natukina no kutukina.
And God even began to scorn us.
Nga agamba.
And he said.
Mutubelebele sule yokusa.
In Genesis 3.
Verse 22
and 24. That man has become like one of us,
to
know good from evil. But did we ever know good from evil? After he's told us here, none of them understands. All of them were perverted.
Verse
Corinthians 15, 20 to 22, he says they all died through Adam. If they don't get back to Christ, they'll never resurrect. For in Christ Jesus, that's through whom we resurrect. And that's where the right understanding is.
Now, when you see,
none of them understands. And all of them got
divided.
It's taken you back from Adam, it began from there.
The
devil to begin to see how he's going to see us with his spirit. To understand things opposite.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you reach church, Christ speaks of us as a church. But right now we confuse the church. We even study church history. And it is buildings. This one went to Bible college to study church history. And he started the church, left Rome. And it entered England. Now they built a powerful church there.
No singer on Mundumbuye, so many
of you find
out.
We know where the church has come from. The church began from papyrus. Now they understand. And it came from papyrus. And it went into timber. And it went into iron sheet. And it entered blocks. We are into glass.
The
Lord of the Lala Church. He too is in the wrong understanding. And you find him, he tells
you
who he has been there, see the church changing.
They've
understood the number 666, what it does. They tell the first, the younger, the old. But the way the thing moves, you find yourself within it. When you come, you follow some people. And you study church history. And you began from the papyrus. That is the church. Jesus raises in 3 days. It's within us. It is built. We are into other things. To come to a church without spot nor wrinkle. Is he going to come for buildings? Look at what is called understanding in church. How much you make me see with men of what caliber? When I see them and we speak, I see that I've started with young children.
They started
to get the wisdom of God.
Hey, wow.
They therefore corrupted their minds. And these people who have been corrupted with this generation blinded the eyes of their understanding. And they don't understand. And they see things differently. You will see it how? You shall see it right. Your new church has heart. And you pass it and you point the building. Our church is there. Now you, who are you?
Amen. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now you've heard.
They have
told you that the son sat before exams.
And they told you the biggest churches.
Around
and the biggest mosques.
Now you listen. Now what is that child going to grow? No. He understands what I see. Understanding of the devil working in him. And the people with understanding of the devil with pride and arrogance. They don't want to be explained to. Me, I get very careful in the world. Anywhere I look, I see a lot of enemies of God. Yet, who made them this? The devil himself. According to what they speak, what they do, what they understand, the way they move,
he
made them enemies of God. And you have to get slowly on them to change them. But by the Spirit of the Lord, I remain bold to speak and to pass through the Word of God. If you're not careful, you can fear this world and you ask to run and get back to heaven. Enoch saw that he had gotten trouble. He requested to leave the world and get back home. Bible says that Enoch was
fallen.
The world had gotten so corrupted. And what people thought is very different from the Lord. And he
so
couldn't be able to stand within the people.
The Bible says in Jude
1, it shows
that
God took him away. People understand differently. They are upside down. But you cannot argue with them immediately and contend with them. It takes levels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that, brethren,
they
told you none of them understand. After not seeking the Lord, whatever they seek is not understanding. Let's proceed on.
Romans 3:12.
Now
listen, you've been a doctor, you think you're doing good before the Lord.
But
after he said people came from the apes, you end up corrupting and destroying all the works. Everything God sees we do is wrong. And we are the generation of Noah.
And
everything in the minds of people is wrong. In Genesis 6, people first had wisdom and they filled this world. They had much technology. But the more they were like that, every inclination in their minds was wrong. And God cast all of them in hell, in the prison, where he imprisons rebellious spirits.
Now
the problem we found this generation, even church would have had understanding. What we call understanding is not For even the power you know working,
if
they don't beat you down and you roll down, you cannot prove, I've not seen the power of God present here.
They
first knock you down and you rolled. And you get up and tomorrow you come back, they do the same thing to you. There you see you've understood the power of God. But they give you oxygen to breathe. Is it not power? If it ceases to be, can you breathe? If the one who wants to stretch his hand is
thrilled
out, he bases on what to stretch his hand. The power of breathing. Oxygen.
Then
be cut from him and you see whether he is
breathing.
Let them be blocked now that we see how they work miracles.
Power,
it too is deception. Even the right power, you don't know it. You bring the one who works miracles and you block their north.
Then
you see whether they will be able to work miracles. But power is there and they beat you with it.
And
you fall down and you prove its power. You block your nose and we see power. You hold your nose for 5 minutes and we see the power of God. You're moving by it. They cannot block your nose and remain. You cannot drive a car of power you claim. What power is sustaining you? Oxygen. Listen properly. Even another power is in the food. You refuse to eat and receive the work miracles.
How
will you stand? You refuse to eat and you begin to see your eyes not seeing proper.
Bible says
that the strength of food can add over years. Things we don't understand. May God have mercy on us.
We
seek for power, but God has mercy on us.
We
would have first discovered that power. Two types. Oxygen, which is for breathing, and the power of food. Power. But God has mercy on us. For what we understand is not right.
Zaburi.
Psalms. Zaburi yameka.
Wakati soka tu demba rundi, soka tu mali njilizi.
Barumi esula ya kusatu, ulinyiro kuminasatu.
Romans 3 verse 13.
Omumido gwawe, yentana ya samiri de.
Bionami tukora.
Everything we do,
utabusi.
It is killing.
Taught
people what you have told them. Wasted many years for them. But to make them understand God.
To
draw them to understand, know things how God wants them to be. We've not done that. All of us have been rather killing.
They
teach someone English all their years.
But
you've never taught them the language of God.
And
they cannot dare even hear the voice of God.
But English, you want to mark
every word.
But
God tells Deuteronomy 28, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord of God, to obey his laws, commandments, and judgments.
It
says in John 10,
that
my sheep hear my voice.
And who has commanded
whether they hear but English. Oh man, you get every mistake. Who was ever minded to know what past and what is and what is going to come before the eyes
of God? Past tense,
the past,
present tense,
present,
was
and the future, and continual, and the singular, and a list is endless. I'm not
against
studying, but I want to show what's happening
in the world.
People begin grapes. God sees people like that. They therefore corrupted them totally. Yes, we
would
have said it, past, present, and future tenses. But we would have studied even our own future.
Past.
What was? Where did we come from? Where are we going? We even have future tense in English.
What is future tense?
The future tense, the new heaven and new earth. What is going to come?
Nange nasoma
mubiri nasoma in the body.
Nagenda kusomera. Namale myaka mingi ngasoma mubiri. I spent
many years studying in the body.
Neka tunda byakwata
kwa. When God captured me, he saw his killer.
Na tuna yongera nesomera.
Yet I continue to study more. If
it's
not this means I would have been studying more. But it cut me off from senior six.
They decided
and don't proceed on. Come, I show you the number 666. Things on this world they seem like a joke. But they're working. On that day,
the sheep
must be able to hear his voice. Whoever minded to mark his voice.
Then
we study English.
Whoever
calculated the years. For we are there from above, and we come here, and we continue to live.
But this
world we've studied,
we
first counted money, and we end up in the number still. For buying and selling, we saw that money. Money they wrote with taps from the devil. And it brings in the people.
We have accountant,
man, accountant, financing. Who has ever counted where they come from? And how many years they have right now? All the rich have counted it.
They
would have been
caught.
If we were able to count even on the side of God. Moses studied in Egypt.
Only
studying ended up benefiting God alone. He learned how to write and he wrote the word of God. He studied in Egypt, Moses.
But
God, after got him out, he told him, I want this devil
to
use his very own.
That
they were learned how to cut stones. The wise who can make. All of them, God said, come work in the word of God. And they came and
prayed.
Now, all you are studying right now, and the children are going to petition
for.
What we have to fight is to benefit God more.
Amen. Atulim Balumi, Esoyakusatu, Nolin Yigi, Romans
3, verse 13.
Omomido Guawe, Yentana, Yasamidi. Balimba ne nnimi zaabwe.
They're lying, deceived.
How
can you say human being came from an herb?
A
chemical you join with another. And you make a computer. And you claim to be very wise.
The rocks
you get that technology, you get it from where? And who put them there? All along we told you,
science,
your phones,
TV,
the televisions,
the
computers,
radio,
or radios, all of them work on the system of the lampstand. The spirit of wisdom,
we discovered
it works on the voice. Have a chip to capture your voice.
It
is that small rock which had the spirit of wisdom within it. Understanding. We so connect the little here, little there. All the folders you can open in your phone. All of them are in understanding. Cancel. The things which count time in your watch and your phone. How much money has been subtracted? All that system is in the cancel. The power. You want to send someone something from
your
computer, that rock is within your computer. In a radio, it's there. The powers moving voices from one extreme to another. Knowledge. Those powers are within those. I want to call who?
God.
So and so, and you mark him up. Fear works on the fire, laws and judgments. The phone can destroy itself.
It has
a period it's been given to exist.
Besides,
the command they leave for you. And
this,
I want this, I want to the other. That rock too is in the phones. But these rocks, they can work through cross section. My voice, I want it to be taken through the spirit of power, the spirit of wisdom, and you speak, and of power takes it. Cross section is in the radio and the televisions, they're all there. I can do this also. I want to destroy whatever is in it. You delete. I cancel. And I come delete. That is how it moves. Your phone is always like that. Vertical, horizontal, like that. And ahead, as we study creation, there must come scientists who are real out of this school.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. For all things are within this book of the Bible of understanding. Romans 3:13. Whatever he's going to teach is to kill. Romans 3:14. And what they bring is full of bitterness and pain.
Romans 3:15. Psalms 14:1. Omusirusiru ayogedde mu mutima gwe nti siwali Katonda. Bavunze bakoze ebikolwa eby'obugwagwa. Siwali akola bulungi. Mukama yatunuulira ng'ayima mu ggulu abaana b'abantu. Okulaba nga waliwo abategeera abanoonya Katonda.
Yes,
he invested effort to see the ones who understand on earth. That they will see God in his book. And none. You've gone on the mountain and told you see God from there.
Now
you seem to be seeking God. You are seeking other things. You are even a con man. You start going to seek God. But you know you go to seek for school fees. And you know, I've gone to seek for a car. And when you reach, you deceive him a little. Lord, you have mercy this day. I forgive us. I love you so much, Lord, with my heart. What has wanted to seek you? But today, Lord, I don't need this place. Will you not give me my car? This is my tuition.
And the Lord says,
who understands? I'm basically never to see who understands among them. All what they understand is worthless. Understands that they are seeking him, brother. Now, no matter how much you seek, God will see you when you don't understand. You will see you are in the understanding of the devil, which is twisted. You are getting the seal of the devil. Repeat that verse, we understand proper. Psalms 14 verse 2.
Abana b'abantu okulaba nga waliwo abategeera abanoonya Katonda bonna bakyamye boonoonese empitambi wamu siwali akola obulungi newankubadde n'omu bonna bakola obutali butuukirivu tebalina magezi balya abantu bange nga bwe balya emmere.
Others became like dancers. Destroyed destruction is what is happening.
Psalms 14 verse 4. Baalina obuti bungi kubanga Katonda ali mu mirembe gy'abatuukirivu Mukama mukwasa ensonyi okuteesa kw'omwavu kubanga Mukama kye kiddukiro kye. Singa obulokozi bwa Isirayiri bufudde mu Sayuuni, Mukama bw'alizzaayo obusibe bw'abantu be, Yakobo n'alyoka asanyuka, Isirayiri alijaguza.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kasira nafe tufunye sanyuli ya Mukama.
Moment we get the joy of the Lord.
Zaburi ya 53.
Psalms 53 verse 2.
Zaburi ya 53 n'oluyiriri olw'okubiri. Zaburi ya 53 oluyiriri lwakubiri.
Psalms 53 verse 2.
Katonda yatunula ku baana b'abantu ng'ayima mu ggulu alabe nga waliwo abategeera abanoonya Katonda. Buli muntu mu bo azze ennyuma, bonna bagwagwawadde wamu. Tewali akola bulungi, tewali n'omu. Abakola obubi tebalina magezi. Abali abantu bange nga bwe balya emmere.
God is repeating it.
That
the word right understanding, it ceases to be in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And people say this child understands. This child is wise at school.
No.
When they did things ununderstandable, you wonder. Which are not righteousness. You find doctors drinking alcohol. They
who
have studied, they are drunkards. they are immoral. They don't understand. If you believe that God is just spirit, he has no body, even a born again believed it.
But
God who created in his image and in his likeness, he has no body. Even when God
said,
they told you, God has got fat look. He's just a spirit.
He has got a spirit.
If you say, I am in the image of God. What understanding is this? Where is it written? Bible says, God is a spirit. If they worship him,
they are
going to worship him in spirit and truth. But never say he has no spirit, that he has no body. For the body is not one kind. According to 1 Corinthians 15, 38 unto 45. There is a body of the stars, of the moon, and of the sun. But the bodies are different. Even their glory and splendor. But
he
speaks someone
and
says, he will make our bodies to enter the glory of the Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
remain with that understanding, which is twisted, which is the devil. God is just a spirit. He has no body. The other understanding says, God is a big-eyed God. And everyone says he's a big-eyed God. If you go
there
in this image, you have two eyes. Now you rather tell him he has one big eye. That devil is the one doing all this, I tell you.
We study
the Bible. Revelations 5:6.
And
God has seven eyes.
Yeah,
he has seven spirits, which is sent the entire world. Spirit of wisdom, understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of power, of knowledge, of fear of the Lord,
and
the spirit of the Lord. Now what you have, you even connect it to another. God is a big-eyed God. To prove he's a big-eyed God, all our forefathers spoke that. Now you have connected another. All religions, God is a big-eyed God.
Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar. He's a big eye. After they look in one corner, God is this side.
He
said he's big.
Allah is
after they look in one corner like that,
he's
just this side alone. Now you see that confusion. But all that is in the world, and people think they understand. The devil confused
the
little. If one gives you like understanding, it's not understanding.
Yes, we
praise Amen. Jesus.
Jeremiah 4:21. Ndi tusawa okulaba ebendera n'empulya eddoboozi eri Kondeere. Kubanga abantu bange basiru siru.
N'amaliriza nga agambye nze kye mmanyi ku bantu
bange.
Oba onaabaosomye otya?
If you studied how,
oba okoze otya?
Bw'oli
batufunye kutegeera kwa Katonda.
Tonna
ky'otegeera kiri mwoyo gwa Sitaani.
Era
agamba nti abantu basiru siru
kati.
Tuli mu Yeremiya essula ya 10:21. Kubanga abantu bange basiru siru tebamanyi biwongole by'abaana.
Akati Katonda bw'omala okubanga tolina magezi ga kigambo n'okutegeera ng'okwasagana
alabira
ddala omuwulenge gw'omwana
a child who is senseless
mupaapaali
is like a popo. You know, a tree of a
purple
tree, it has a hole within it. When you trust it, you are in problems. Now God, as he looks in a human being, who has put scriptures upon them, scripture by scripture, and they think they understand, he says you are a senseless child. Now,
so
you may have studied many books. And through chemistry, you join chemical by chemical. And God reaches there, he says you are senseless. Nothing you understand within you. You haven't studied things in the world. You study even to know God.
And
this is what we should lay our hearts more on. For he speaks with us. In John 15:7. If you abide in me, my words abide within you. Ask of all you need will be given you. And all things will pass away. But his word will never pass away. Everything you have will pass away. And you take them to God. No one is going to ask you of them. This you've studied and this has to help you. Perhaps they can also help us when we need to make and pay things of Caesar. For we need to take the gospel in those who are learned. Now when we have doctors among us who can go in politics and they are learned, they have the ones of the others and they have the ones of God, and we meet out there. Don't refuse to teach your children the things of the flesh, but main emphasis studying and understanding God. He puts the other side.
For
you know immorality is there and you don't do that. Robbery is existing, you don't do that. And we know this is there, we are not going to do it rather. I know, I don't do them. They are on the side. They are to fight him. Jeremiah 4:22.
Kubanga abantu bange basirusiru tebamanyi biwongole by'abaana so tebalina kutegeera.
Now I think you've heard.
Never took them with servant.
Well, people think they understand. And they have the understanding of who?
Jeremiah 4:22. So tebalina kutegeera bamagezi mu kukola obubi.
Byonna balina amagezi gali aga Lucifer.
The wisdom of Lucifer and the understanding of the devil.
Byonna bamaliza bikoze nga webiri naye nga byonna
si birungi. End up doing it things there but they're not right.
Bekobana ne Satan ne bagunja.
They can dive with the devil and the event.
Yes, ye bazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Tujja kuba tutandikira
we shall begin from there the next time.
Tugenda kulaba engeri we are going to
see the spirit of the
devil
of understanding how it has affected the church
and
creating religions and beliefs.
And there we
shall enter the spirit of counsel,
the counsels
of the devils. The drama is right there.
You
will be seeing it tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Unless when you have a question, you ask it in these few minutes. We have like 5 minutes to ask those questions. And the other thing, brethren, we don't want to tell you that whoever is going to build, God will build your house.
That is
a sure deal God will build for us. But what I can tell you, we shouldn't weaken in finishing this place. For these days we've weakened. For we got used initially. They used to just stir us up. And they say, so today, God is building your own. You build God's house. You build your house. No, brethren. We don't want to stir you up like that. We want to work with God. Bible says, we are workers together with God. If he has given us that we can put here and build, and we get set to the sun, heat and rains and the cold, we want to close this place. And the other, the more we ship the things, taking them, bring them, they get spoiled. But to close, it will help us. When we put them there, we don't get them away. The information remains where they are. But shifting, we have lost many things. In the spoiling of these instruments, so far we've put in 1 million shillings. The spoiling of the instruments. Taking them, this has fallen. This has gotten spoiled. We've put so far 1 million shillings in repairing. If we finish building here, they will be remaining here. And they will not be shifted all the time. Let's get in
recharged.
And we work with God. I know God minds much about our
issues.
If we think that his works are worthy to be thought of, he rebuked us.
We told him
it's not the time to work on your house. It's the time of working on our issues. He told us no. Work together. Work on my own. Me too, I'll work on your own. God bless you as you get re-encouraged. Anyone with a question? May God bless you.